Hey y'all, I'm going to look today at Luke chapter 3 and the genealogy that Luke presents for Jesus here. So 3:23. Jesus, when he began his ministry, was about 30 years of age, being the son, as was supposed, of Joseph, the son of Heli, the son of Mathat, the son of Levi, the son of Melchi, the son of Janai, the son of Joseph, the son of Mattathias, the son of Amos, the son of Nahum, the son of Esli, the son of Nagai, the son of Maath, the son of Mattathias, the son of Semaine, the son of Josech, the son of Joda, the son of Joanan, the son of Resa, the son of Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, the son of Neri, the son of Melchi, the son of Adi, the son of Kosam, the son of Almadan, the son of the son of Joshua, the son of Eleazar, the son of Jorim, the son of Mathat, the son of Levi, the son of Simeon, the son of Judah, the son of Joseph, the son of Jonam, the son of Eliakim, the son of Malaiah, the son of Menna, the son of Mattatha, the son of Nathan, the son of David, the son of Jesse, the son of Obed, the son of Boaz, the son of Selah, the son of Nashon, the son of Amminadab, the son of Admin, the son of Arni, the son of Hezron, the son of Perez, the son of Judah, the son of Jacob, the son of Isaac, the son of Abraham, the son of Terah, the son of Nahor, the son of Serug, the son of Reu, the son of Peleg, the son of Eber, the son of Shelah, the son of Canaan, the son of Arphaxad, the son of Shem, the son of Noah, the son of Lamech, the son of Methuselah, the son of Enoch, the son of Jared, the son of Mahalalel, the son of Canaan, the son of Enos, the son of Seth, the son of Adam, the son of God. Ooh, okay. So genealogies are typically pretty boring things for us in the modern world. It's about to us like reading a phone book. But I think it's important to remember that in the Bible, and in the ancient world in general, genealogies were pieces of literature that told specific stories. And there were ways in which the genealogies were presented in order to emphasize those stories. So let's look at some of the things that are unique about Luke's genealogy and what he seems to be wanting to tell us in this genealogy. First of all, Matthew goes in the opposite order. So he begins in the past and tells his story to the present, whereas Luke begins with Jesus and goes backward in time all the way to Adam. And that's another contrast. Matthew begins with Abraham, so the father of the chosen people, and goes to Jesus, whereas Luke begins with Jesus and goes all the way past Abraham to Adam. And this, I think, is meant by Luke to connect Jesus not just to the Jewish people, but to the whole human race. He has come to be Lord and Savior, not just of the Jews, but of the whole human race. And then I think that if you look at what follows in Luke's account, it ends with the story or the mention of Adam, the son of God. And then immediately we see Jesus' temptation in the wilderness, which probably is another way that Luke is telling a story, whereas Adam failed in the temptation that he faced with the serpent. Jesus is going to go into the wilderness and three times be faithful in the temptation. So I think there's another story there. In fact, this Adam connection is a kind of very important repeated thing. Jesus reverses Adam's failure. Going back to Matthew, Matthew has 42 names, and they are grouped in three groups of 14. So he structures his whole narrative around the number 14, whereas Luke has 77 names, and that's an entirely different, it's an entirely different structuring of the whole thing. Matthew's genealogy is matriarchal. It's following Mary's line back to Abraham. Whereas Luke's is patriarchal. It focuses on Joseph. And this is significant, I think, in many ways. It focuses on Joseph because Joseph is, notice it says, as was supposed, he is the legal father of Jesus. And to God and to the gospel writers, That means he's legitimately the father of Jesus. According to Jewish law, he is the father of Jesus. This counts because this connects up within Scripture the theme of levirate marriage. If you'll remember the laws that detail if a brother dies and doesn't have seed, the surviving brother should marry the wife and raise up a child and adopt him and let him carry on the father's estate. So this opens up a very important theme in the Gospel of Luke, which is adoption and our adoption as the children of God, that it's not by nature, it's a gift, it's by grace, but it counts. It is, as it were, legal. So that's another angle that opens up here that's very significant in Luke's genealogy. And then finally, and this by no means exhausts all the things you might do here. I think there's a lot of significance that the list of 77 names is 7 times 11. Those have probably significance for Luke. But let me just mention this last thing. When you compare Jesus that we began with to Adam, so Jesus is in a sense the younger brother of Adam, that opens up a repeated biblical theme of the younger brother. So if you think about Cain and Abel, Cain was murderous, Abel offered a faithful offering. Ishmael and Isaac, right? Ishmael's older, but Isaac is the son of promise. And then this goes all throughout Scripture, but we could, again, end on Jesus as the new Adam. And this is, as the new Adam and the younger brother of the older brother Adam, who is the son of promise, who is obedient where the older brother isn't. So if you'll remember, Luke traveled with Paul, and Paul spends a lot of time talking about Jesus as the second Adam, as the one who has undone what Adam's sin has done, who has been obedient, who has been trustworthy, who is now taking dominion and bringing a kingdom. And so I wouldn't be surprised if Luke and Paul had a lot of conversations about this theme of Jesus being in the line of Adam, but a second Adam, the Adam, the younger brother of grace that fulfills the promises that the older brother failed to do. So by grace, may we find ourselves knit into this family line. May we find ourselves remade in the new Adam, so that by the promise of the gospel and by the grace of the gospel, we can walk in the faithfulness of Jesus. Amen.